Hey, Trav.
Steven.
You know, we got a lot of fans. You know? And they're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
It's probably one of the funnest parts about having this podcast is talking to them. I mean, well, talking at them, because we never get to actually talk to them. But, they, you know, they do interact and everything backwards.
I'd say the interaction on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Yep.
Let's call one.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah.
It's probably Pete's idea, but we're going to be the ones that do it.
Screw Pete. He comes up with a lot of ideas, and he doesn't do shit. And look at, is he here right now?
Nope.
I don't see him. Let's call a fan.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Trav, I got one. I got a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
That was quick.
I'd like to welcome Tim Sawyer to the show. How are you, Tim?
I am excellent. How are you, Steven?
I'm fantastic, as always. So yeah, man, you're. How'd you find us?
I was sitting on my couch on my VCR-sized Xbox One. Doing the old YouTube vortex, and then I came across Justice Curry and his bomb of a collection, and I was like, wow, this is cool. And then this fellow named Steven showed up, and I fell in love with Steven, and then you mentioned he had a podcast, so I seeked it out.
Oh, nice. See, Travis, Justin does do stuff for us every now and then. He introduces us. We have to put up with him, but we get introduced to cooler people.
Well worth it.
So, Tim, I'm going to ask you some questions, some collector questions.
Yeah.
So, when you were a kid, what were you into? What kind of toys did you seek out and play with?
I was one of those kids where, like, I felt like I played with other friends' toys more than my own. And, like, I'd only have one or two figures of a certain line. And honestly, I probably have 90% of them that I had growing up. I've always been kind of a hanger-on of things, almost like a hoarder. So, like, you know, the ones I gravitated towards, obviously, was Masters of the Universe. That's why, you know, I kind of fell in love with you, Steven, because you're a big Masters guy. So I grew up with that. I was a big Turtles fan. I had a handful of Silverhawks. I'm trying to think what else I had. A handful of real Ghostbusters, a handful of wrestlers, you know, the old Hasbro ones, but yeah, those are most of the ones I collect now. I'm not really into Ghostbusters, but Masters is my main focus.
Sweet. I can definitely resonate with that. So now, as an adult, what do you pretty much replicate that again as an adult?
For a while, I was just doing Masters of the Universe, and I said, because I'm a big video game collector, I'm a big arcade machine collector. I got about 25 arcade machines in my basement. I got, you know, just every video game I've had growing up. I'm really big into Sega, so, you know, Genesis, Master System, Sega Saturn, Dreamcast, those are my main focuses. So I did that for a while, and then once I started dabbling with toys, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do Masters, that's it, because I know how I am, I get out of control. And obviously, you know how that goes. It's like a snowball effect.
Well, at least you picked a line that, you know, there's not very many figures in.
Yeah, but I'm one of those collectors, like, you can go on a lot of the Facebook groups, and guys can swipe credit cards all day long and buy things. I'm a big flea market guy. That's kind of like my hobby. I go every weekend, and it's more fun to me finding it in the wild than, you know, going on the internet finding it.
Totally get that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hold on.
Nice. All right. So, you're married with kids or?
No, I'm not.
No.
Married.
Okay. So I can't. I have to rephrase this.
I was briefly, but I don't count that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have to rephrase this question. Then, if one of your loved ones came to you, one with authority, and said, "Tim, you got to get rid of everything but one line." What's it going to be? Is it going to be? And I'm going to throw this in there. I'm going to throw in your arcade games in there. They count as a line of toys.
Yeah.
What are you going to keep?
Probably the arcade machine. I've restored probably like 75% of them, so I put a lot of time and work into these things.
Okay.
You know, their shells, they were junky, and I pretty much got them looking brand new for the most part. So I don't know. I just, that's, to me, that's more nostalgic, the games than the toys. As much as I love toys, I mean, I love both, but yeah, the games, just there's something about going to the arcade and just that whole feeling. And we got a big booming arcade scene up here in New England, so I don't know what it is over in Michigan, but.
We don't really have. I've heard other people talk about this, where there's actually like vintage arcades you can go to and play the old games, and I don't know of any place like that in Michigan. Do you, Trav?
Ludington tried to open one up close by that was actually pretty cool, but it didn't stick.
And the biggest thing I can think of is that pinball place that
that
Kyle goes to in Grand Rapids.
But it's a bar. I mean.
Yeah. Well, barcades are getting really popular because we've got one up here that one of my buddies that I know growing up opened up, and it's doing real well. But did you guys see King of Kong, that movie, the documentary?
No.
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
With that Billy guy?
Billy Mitchell, yeah. So that arcade in that movie is about 2 hours from me. That's the world's largest arcade. So, like, over the years, I've like, met just about everyone in those movies.
I bet.
Yeah, so you know, I got into the competitive scene and stuff, so I was really hardcore into arcades, but I collect a lot of stuff. You know, I'm a big record collector as well. I'm into a lot of stuff. Comic books, too. I have a big comic book collection I'm into.
You got quite the collection, then.
I tell you, I'm one of these guys, I just get into something and I go balls deep.
Oh, love it.
And I have attachment problems. I wish I could be like you, Travis, because you can just let shit go. I can't. I have such a hard time.
Yeah, Travis could walk out of here right now and never see me again. It wouldn't even bother him. He'd just be like, yeah.
That is not true about you, Stephen, but I will say that I have done that with other people.
On a whim.
Yeah.
Like, he's just at a party, he's having fun with somebody, and he just... I'm not feeling it anymore. Walk out. Never talk to him again. Nice. So, are you out of the closet as far as a toy collector? Do you do all your friends, family, and every work partners or whatever work coworkers know about your hobbies?
Yeah. I mean, where I work, they're pretty open. I mean, it's a pretty young crowd. I'm an artist as well. As much as you are, so that my job kind of evolves around the art world.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of cool and kind of understands. You know, I feel like it's accepted now. Back then, back in the while ago, it was not accepted at all. Like, I really didn't want to tell people, hey, look at my toys.
Right, right. God, do
you? Yeah, now everyone knows. Everyone knows I'm a huge nerd. I'm a hoarder of fun stuff, I like to call it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you think that I think there's a correlation between people who love Masters of the Universe and artists. I just feel like there's something there. Is so many people I know that love Masters of the Universe are artistic people.
The thing about the line, and it's just there's so many different characters, and like I love the fantasy vibe. I love the sci-fi thing. You know, it's just like it's. How many other series can you have, like, a barbarian fight a space dude? Like, there is no other series that does that. And it's so wild. That's why I love it. And I feel like it's endless. Like, the universe is so endless in that line. Like, you could make any stupid character, with like, a pistol cock, and it would still be awesome, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a huge appeal. I know it is for me. And I totally agree with you.
But even the Turtles line did the same thing, you know? They did some really wacky shit. I think way more. I mean, I love Pete, but he's out of his rocker. Turtles is way more wackier than Masters.
I agree. And you know, I had this conversation with Pete off air. Have you seen the new documentary that just dropped on Netflix about Masters? The Power of Grayskull, I think it's called.
I did, and the concept art was amazing in that.
Yeah, and then you know to find out, which I didn't really realize until recently. That Mark Taylor, the guy behind, you know, the earliest creations of He-Man, left the line to go work on Turtles.
Right, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, geez, you know, Pete's over here, and I'm like, dude, the same guy is, you know, of course, he didn't create the Turtles. Eastman and Laird did, but he definitely was behind the, you know, one of the people behind the toy line that everybody fell in love. When Turtles got huge, I think it was more of the toy line.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. But, no, you're absolutely right. Pete is off his rocker.
But I didn't really mention, I've been talking all vintage stuff, but I'm a Marvel Legends guy, too.
Oh yeah,
I got hooked on that in the past year. I wish Pete was. Is Pete there or is he not there?
Nah, he's gone.
I say he'd make fun of me, but the figure that got me hooked on Marvel Legends wasn't even a Marvel Legends figure. It was a multiverse Batman Dark Knight Returns figure.
Also,
I grab that and I go, this is fucking awesome.
also sculpted by the Four Horsemen, though.
The rest of the figures are trash, but that figure is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks like it's right out of the comic book.
Exactly. And that's why I fell in love with it. I go, these are great. And then I started slowly buying clearance ones, and I'm like, wow, these are great. And then there was that Thanos re-release that they did, the Walmart exclusive, and that just hooked me. And now I'm like 50 deep now. It's crazy.
Yep, so good. So good. So it wouldn't be a My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast special if I didn't bring up Mythic Legions. Have you got sucked into that yet?
It's coming. I'm now that they're doing the more of the master style, I'm just like, oh my god. And then that Gwendolyn figure, I saw that. I'm in love with that figure. I will own that one.
Which figure do you say?
Gwendolyn.
Oh yeah, she's beautiful.
She is.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, I think
she had a shield though. She has no shield. I was like, I need a shield with her.
Oh, there'll be shields. Yeah.
That's one thing I screwed up on early is I didn't get the weapons packs, and I regretted it because then Travis did, and when he was able to just swap out weapons and make, you know, just it can take a figure that's cool and put it into the stratosphere with some of those weapons that they offer in those.
Now, are they going to re-release, you think, like the first wave of them again? Because I feel like with some of these waves where these lines they're like too far along, and I don't feel like I can jump in. Like, I don't know.
Well, you've heard of the All-Stars waves, haven't you?
I heard of that, but, I mean, are they re-releasing them, or is it pre-order coming
They usually have, in the past, I think they've done a vote as the most popular ones that they want re-released. And there's been two All-Star waves that I know of. And so I think that they've covered, I don't know, they've covered a few re-releases, and I bet you they're going to continue to do that. And we just recorded episode 114, and there's a... there's an interview with the Horsemen in there that when you hear it, you'll hear a little bit more of their intentions with some of that stuff. So, yeah, it's a great line. I say get in. Don't worry about what you've missed because it's still early in that line, is my opinion.
Yeah, like the ones you just picked up, I think, at PowerCon, those are pretty reasonably priced, too, so I'll probably pre-order those. I think that ends in a couple of weeks, so I should just get it in and be done.
You won't regret it.
Totally fun. So that brings us to our last question, and this is okay if you just say, I don't have one, but I want to know if you do. Do you have a Holy Grail figure or a piece out there that you're just like, if I got that, that would be it? Or not that you'd stop collecting, but just something that would be very special.
Well, the Grail figure I actually just acquired about a month, maybe it wasn't a month ago, but I finally found a Scareglow out in the wild. That was really exciting. I found that. I didn't grow up with that figure, and I don't really remember it, but it's like that. That's like, I feel like the pinnacle Masters of the Universe figure that I'm like, oh, I gotta have this. And then I found one in the wild, like, oh, holy shit. And it had the case, no staff, but it's fine. I'll take it.
How did you find it, like, at a flea market?
I found it at a weird pawn shop, and he obviously knew what he had, so he's one of these guys. He goes on eBay, but I still snagged it for $100.
Nice.
Not that bad, but so I got that. But if we're talking Grail, one I really want to get someday, obviously a Wonder Bread He-Man would be amazing.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to have that figure. I mean, that's not my ultimate Grail, but it is definitely up there with one of the ones I just want to find. And I kind of want to find it in a just way that it'll be like, you know, hey, this is legit, and I don't really want to get one where you pay $400 or $500 for a figure and you're not even positive it's real, you know.
Almost like a Jeremy scenario. Where oh, we're,
how Jeremy got his is so damn perfect. I'm so jealous of that son of a bitch.
Yeah, but that's what makes it awesome. It makes cool stories, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, man. Well, thank you for thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us, and I hope this was fun for you.
And, yeah, hey, it's good to be on a podcast. It's been a while.
All right. Well, you have the good rest of your day, and you'll hear us talking at you later.
Awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. See you, Travis. See you, Steve.
Bye.